Text B. My tattoo. Page 68.
I got a tattoo yesterday. My mom is going to kill me. I've always wanted a tattoo. My grandfather had two tattoos. He got them when he was a young man in the army. He had an eagle on one arm and a hand on the other arm. He could make the hand wave when he flexed his arm muscles. For months, I'd looked at magazines like Rolling Stone with pictures of rock stars. They all have tattoos. I kind of knew the tattoo I wanted. It couldn't be cute, it couldn't be weird. It had to be tough, like a tiger or a snake. It had to be cool because I was going to have it for the rest of my life. I saved the money I earned mowing the lawn, shoveling snow, and working for my dad. I saved the money I got for my birthday and Christmas. After a year, I had enough to pay for an awesome tattoo. I also had a plan. You have to be an adult, 18 years old, to get a tattoo, or to get your ears, eyebrow, nose, or belly button pierced. I'm only 15, but my brother is 18, and we look alike. So yesterday morning, I took his ID card to school with me. After school, my buddy and I took the bus across the city to a tattoo parlor we had heard about, and I pretended I was my brother. There we looked at catalogs of tattoo designs and pictures of real people with tattoos, and then I found the tattoo for me. It's a green and blue dragon with orange flames coming out of its mouth. The tail is under my arm. The head is on the top of my shoulder, and the flames go down my arm a little. It's so cool. The tattoo artist did my tattoo first. It took about 2 hours, and it really hurt. A small, sharp needle pokes colored dye into your skin again and again. It makes you bleed a little. He had to stop often to wipe my shoulder. After a while, my buddy said, "Dude, are you okay? You're really pale." I don't think I was crying. I was just scared. I didn't know a tattoo would hurt so much, and I wanted to stop right then. But I couldn't have half a dragon tattooed on my shoulder. That would look dumb. So I let the artist finish my dragon. That night, I could hardly move my arm. My shoulder was all red, but I could see my dragon. I liked it. I think my grandfather would have liked it too. My mom will hate it. I don't know how I'll be able to hide it from her. Maybe my brother will have a plan. I hope so, because I think I just heard the dragon roar.